Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I think there's a lot going on, not only from our organization, but the whole city of Buffalo. I know me and my family are going out to have dinner with them on Friday, Ronnie, Gino, and Lulu, and all them. And so we'll kind of pay our respects to them. We got some stuff after the game planned as well. Saturday, there's a bunch of tailgates going on. I think Friday night, Code Sox is putting on like a big party somewhere and stuff. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities to honor him. I think the best thing to do would be get a win for him. Well, I was always FaceTiming Veronica while Pancho was in the hospital, just because, you know, she was able to answer the phone and put it up to his face a lot easier than he was when he was, getting worse off. And so that kind of started our relationship, and we would text quite a bit to get updates on how he was doing. And then for the funeral, she gave me all the information about how to get down there. And when I was there, spent some good quality time with them, and then just FaceTimes and text messages to check in on the kids, how they're doing, while we were at, update them on how training camp was going, how our preseason games went, and then they've started up school and things like that. So just continuing to stay in their lives, because, you know, they've helped me so much. So,
Pancho was a person who kind of transcended sports in the sense that he became kind of representative of an entire Western New York community, regardless of, you know, his connection to the Bills and whatnot. Can you talk about what he meant to you personally and this organization?
He was just a fantastic person. When he first drafted me, I felt indebted to go, you know, pay it back and just say thank you for making the experience so unforgettable. But then when I first talked to him and kind of said thank you, I learned about how great of a guy he was and such a great person. And we just kind of built a solid friendship from that, and to see the love and respect and passion he has for our team, not even being from here and really having no real reason to follow us. But the way he did, it meant a lot. And to have a super fan like that represent our organization, the relationship just sparked from there.
At the last game, the network showed someone holding this huge poncho flag. Do you feel like there are a ton of fans out there that are still kind of carrying on his name through these games this year?
I definitely hope so. I think he was just such a great catalyst for our organization and everything that he stood for, the way that he was as a fan, and then through his battle, how positive he was and optimistic. I think that a lot of our fans probably can use him as like, hey, look at how big of an impact we can have on the town and the team. You hear Coach McDermott, Coach Brandon Bean, and all of our staff and players talk about how much it means to play in front of our home crowd, and like how much we love the city. That's real. That's honestly how we feel, and that's a great example of everything Pancho did. Is we care about our fans, and we have genuine relationships with them.
So will his whole family be at the game on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And then for any fans who kind of want to rally around Pancho and something happened for Pancho, where is there a specific place to tailgate for him or anything like that?
You can get all the details after this.
Okay.
Yes. Shana, our marketing director, is here. She can help you out.
You said that getting the win would be kind of the best way to honor him. Has he kind of inspired you guys this season? Maybe a reason you guys are 2-0?
I definitely think that there's – well, first of all, we have a lot of new faces on our team who weren't really around last year, who got to see him speak and really understand his story. So there's kind of been a learning curve for some of the people that we brought in here to say, we have unbelievable fans, we're in an unbelievable city, and then we tell them the story of Pancho, and like, here's just one example of how great our fans are. And so that really got some of the new guys a deep appreciation for how much love and support there is here in Western New York for us, and really all around the world. Yeah, I think everyone, especially this week, will be fired up and really have all that Pancho power behind us.
Why do you think his story resonates the way it does in the locker room and in this community?
I mean, I think, right, we're the city of good neighbors, and I think he's just a good neighbor. And it's more of the person he is rather than the fan he is, I would say. Anytime I'm out or I read stuff or hear other interviews with people talking about him, it was more of like, oh, when I met Ezra at this. It wasn't like at the games and the tailgates. It was more of the person he was and the kind things that he did. And then the legacy he left with the Poncho Packs is tremendous.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.